Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're joined on the program this weekend by District 5 Assemblyman Frank Bigelow, getting an update on happenings at the state capitol in Sacramento. Assemblyman Bigelow, next thing I'd like to ask you about is Governor Newsom's new budget proposal. What are some of the things that stand out with this new spending plan?
Well, you know, let's just start off with, it's a huge budget. We did have an exceptional year where we saw an additional $15 billion in revenue come in. That was unanticipated. That was quite a surprise to a lot of people. But if you really look at the economy as a whole, without all of the stimulus dollars that have been sent down through the federal government, pretty much every state's economies would be upside down. And so it's scary when we see a budget that's being proposed on a lot of unearned income basis. So I think a lot of his spending is spending that we're still trying to analyze and see if it's going to be the best for the rural areas that, at least where I represent in District 5, where we're getting our fair share. I think there's a lot of talk about fair share, but at the end of the day, I don't think we're necessarily getting our fair share as much as others.
What are the type of areas where rural counties don't get as much of a fair share as the urban areas?
Well, I think we're missing some of the assistance in the areas of the healthcare areas. I think our transportation systems are in need of additional attention. And I think those are two of the basics. And then our schools, they seem to be in an area where there's challenge. It's far more difficult to have students trying to do their homework remotely than in the classrooms. And that makes it very hard. But I think everyone needs to recognize not everyone, even in the urbanized areas, has broadband availability because the capacities just aren't built into the system. Because even for those companies that are providing those services, there's no incentive, meaning no profit or return on the investment, so they can continue to invest. So it makes it a really complicated situation. So I think the schools has got to be another standout area.
Do the rural lawmakers in the state kind of band together and kind of form a coalition to try to bring the rural issues to the forefront?
Oh, yes. Yeah. If you take, I've got nine counties, Megan Daly from the northern part of the state, she basically takes where she and I, our districts meet in the middle of Lake Tahoe on the northern portion and goes all the way to the Oregon border for her. She's got nine counties, I've got nine counties. That's 18 out of 58. And so we represent the vast majority of the rural communities. That's not all of them for sure. There's other districts that have rural communities, and we're all of the like kind. And some of those representatives are Democrats, some of them are Republicans. And we tend to kibitz with each other on, hey, what about us? Yeah, there's not, you know, 30 million people in our neck of the woods, but collectively we represent a lot of people, and people are people, and fairness and equity needs to be the same.
Also like to ask you a little bit about fire. Last year was obviously a brutal fire season. Thankfully, we had a little bit of rain this past week, but it'll be dry here before we know it. Is there much discussion right now at the state capitol about any type of fire-related legislation?
Oh, absolutely. There's a number of, well, quite a few bills on the fire level, many of them coming from, let's say, the Napa, Solano, Sonoma, regions where they had a huge impact in the fires, as well as our own. I mean, I've got two bills that I've got that are trying to deal with some of the issues, like small landowner exemption from that we used to have, you know, an exemption for 100 acres to remove the restrictions from authorizing the construction of temporary roads when needed. I'm trying to expand that to 300 acres so that we can get in there and clean and get rid of some of this underbrush that would happen. And then expanding the working forest management plan from 10,000 acres to the original 15,000 is another one so that we can clean up those areas along the rural areas where we've got forest land abutting to the private lands, and try to clean that up and make it so it's not so dangerous and volatile with the underbrush that exists.
Is fire insurance still a topic of the state capitol?
Oh, it's a huge one. Including myself, I know so many people who have lost their fire insurance. I just am having difficulty understanding why the administration isn't facing up to this issue more. This is a huge issue. Our insurance companies are leaving people high and dry. I don't put all the blame on them. I think it's a multi-part that makes it impossible for them to be here, and a part on the state for not stepping up and addressing the issue of the underbrush and the challenges that we're all facing with respect to fire. You just can't hang your hat, no pun intended, on just one thing. It's a cumulative thing that's causing these impacts for us. But doggone it, we've got to step up to the plate so people can get fire insurance. Otherwise, no one's going to be able to build a home in this state.
What are some things that you'd like to see done and the administration take some action to move that issue forward?
The number one issue is just the recognition. It's not just standing up and pontificating. It's about actually standing up and taking an action so that people will get some relief, so that we can get the private insurance companies to step up to the plate. It's almost like we're seeing an action by no action, which is trying to take us down a road of just making one socialized insurance company, which even that entity isn't willing to step up and insure many of these facilities.
That being the FAIR plan, is that what you're referencing?
That's what I'm referencing. I'm sorry, I should have been clear on that.
And just how about water legislation? That's another topic that people in the Motherlode keep a close eye on. Anything in the water storage realm going on?
Unfortunately, there doesn't seem to be really anything dealing with water storage. There seems to be more about trying to divert the waters and make them more available to the ocean and less to our farming communities, less to our communities who rely on that clean water to have for their own home use. Many of the communities, as you know, and you're well aware, many of the communities rely on that runoff water that's coming down the stages and ponds. You have local water districts that provide to the homes. There seems to be more and more nitpicking of that usability and having that water available for that residential use as well as for the farming use.
Need to take one more break. Talking with Assemblyman Frank Bigelow on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll have our final segment in just a minute.